Summer Days is a one-day musical festival which happens today at WAVE. KMUW's Jed Bodwin spoke with the event's organizers, Trevor Taylor and Colton Cox, about the event and has more.
So we all know who you are. How about you just introduce yourselves?
My name's Trevor Taylor. I'm part of the local group The Skeptics.
And I'm Colton Cox. I'm Afro Jim. Once upon a time on a morning so fine, the world soaking in sunlight.
You guys are going to do this Summer Days Festival. So what was the origin of this?
My band, The Skeptics, originally played a random show at WAVE because the manager reached out to us and was like, hey, you guys want to get on this small lineup real quick? And it was like a week before the show, so we had zero time to prepare for it, but we went and did it anyways. And it was super fun, and the manager, Franny, really liked us. So I was like, you know what, why not just plan something big here? Because it's a big enough venue, and there's a lot of great bands in Wichita that not really a lot of people know about. And also some bands from out of town, like the Dear Misses or Sweet Ascent. And what was the other one? Stone Grower?
Yeah, Stone Grower.
Stone Grower.
This is a chance for you to hear a bunch of bands maybe you haven't heard before. Yeah. And that's exciting, right?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it's all my favorite thing about it. I mean, we get a lot of traveling bands that come through Wichita from all over the country, and all the bands that we have on this list are from Kansas. So it's kind of cool to just have a nice little local, even if it's statewide type festival, and get to hear some bands from other places in Kansas.
So what are some of the more difficult things logistically in doing this?
Well, I think the most fun that we had, fun with air quotes around it, was trying to figure out how we were going to fit eight bands into relatively 4 or 5 hours, something like that. Yeah. Maybe, I guess it's longer than that. Mm-hmm. But we spent a week and a half trying to figure out how, because we wanted everyone to be able to play longer sets, at least 45-minute sets, but it just didn't logistically work out. So, but we ended up getting it to where we can have everybody playing a half-hour set, and then the last three bands, I think, are playing a little bit longer, and those are some of the out-of-town bands as well. So,
yeah.
So there's a logic that says bills shouldn't be more than two bands. There's all these arguments about this and stuff. So when you look at something like that, and maybe that people's attention spans aren't that long, how do you sort of approach that in a situation like this?
I just kind of hope people want to go just to see all these new groups. But I mean, obviously I can't realistically expect that. I'm just hoping everybody comes out just to support for as long as they can. And if people stay for the whole time, then great.
Yeah, and I mean, if we're talking about attention spans, I mean, each band's set for the most part is going to be half an hour. That's five songs, maybe six. So if you're just trying to get a little sampler, a little taste of each band, that's perfect situation to do so, rather than having to sit through an hour-long set or something like that.